From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Pope Francis has urged Latino immigrants to cling to their faith even in difficult times. Speaking at Philadelphia's Independence Hall, where the U.S. Declaration of Independence and Constitution were adopted, the Pope urged the country's immigrants, especially the largely Catholic Hispanic population, not to lose faith while facing hardship.
Do not forget the lessons you learned from your elders, which are something that may enrich the life of this American land.
Earlier Saturday at a mid-morning Mass, Francis urged worshipers to reflect on their ministry to families, to couples preparing for marriage, and to young people. The Pope is currently attending the World Festival of Families, where tens of thousands of people have crowded into downtown Philadelphia. Singer Aretha Franklin, Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli, and the Philadelphia Orchestra are part of the celebration. Sunday's schedule sends the pontiff to a local jail where he'll meet with inmates. At 4 p.m., Mass on Sunday is expected to draw roughly 1 million people to the Benjamin Franklin Parkway in downtown Philadelphia. It's the final major event before Francis returns to Rome. Millions of Muslims embarked on the final day of the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia, even as the death toll from Thursday's stampede reached 769. Saudi Health Minister Khalid Al-Falih said Saturday that 934 people were injured in the crush at Mina on the outskirts of the holy city of Mecca. Iranians comprised the largest group of deaths so far, with 136. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States sees a major opportunity in diplomatic talks to end the bloodshed in Syria and Yemen.
I view this week as a major opportunity for any number of countries to play an important role in trying to resolve some of the very difficult issues of the Middle East.
Mr. Kerry spoke following his talks in New York Saturday with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, ahead of the opening of the annual UN General Assembly debate on Monday. China's president has pledged his country will contribute $2 billion to a new global assistance fund to help poor countries develop. In his address Saturday to the Sustainable Development Summit at the United Nations, Xi Jinping said that China will aim to increase its total contribution to the fund to $12 billion by the year 2030. On Friday, the United Nations set a goal of ending extreme poverty by 2030 and said that effort could require up to $5 trillion of assistance each year. Croatia has been transporting asylum seekers to Hungary and is demanding that Serbia follow suit instead of busing them to Croatia. Visiting the border crossing of Strosenci on Saturday, Croatia's interior minister Ranko Ostojic said it would be easier to send the asylum seekers directly to the Hungarian border or to a reception center in Serbia.
Greece is a hot spot, or Turkey. Not here. Here, this is transit center just because now we have a relocation of the people from the Greece daily in thousands sent to European Union.
About 3,000 migrants and refugees were stranded Saturday in Strosenci. And more than 2 billion people will have the opportunity early Monday to witness a rare celestial event when a so-called supermoon combines with a total lunar eclipse. The eclipse of the supermoon will last more than an hour and, weather permitting, will be visible to more than 1 billion people in the Western Hemisphere. Another 1.5 billion more will see it in Europe, Africa, and Western Asia. The moon will enter the Earth's shadow and start to turn a copper-red color shortly after 1 hour UTC on Monday. Astronomers say the moon will stay red for more than 70 minutes before it begins to emerge from the shadow. A supermoon occurs when a full moon coincides with the moon's closest point to Earth. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.